Welcome to the HireGenics Hiring Academy series. Our expert, Valerie Quinato, will share insights and tips to help you land your dream job. So turn the volume up, grab a pen and paper, because class has started.
Hi, everybody. This is Valerie Quinato from Innova Solutions, and we're here with the third installment of our Hiring Academy podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about second chance programs, and I'm delighted to have a specialist in that area here with us today. Debbie Townsend is an SVP for client engagement with Volt. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to participating.
Well, that is great. I know the first thing I think people wonder is what the definition of a second chance program is. Can you give us a bit of an overview?
Sure. So from our perspective, a second chance program is really giving people who have had things happen in their past, giving them another opportunity to gainfully seek employment. So they're able to come back into the workforce, generate income, and be a productive member within in population. They can start out as a contingent or temporary employee and then have the ability to convert and go full-time with a client.
And when you talk about the things that have happened to them, is it for individuals who have a criminal record only? Who is eligible for a second chance program?
Primarily, it is people who have had some kind of criminal experience in their past, so that has precluded them from having opportunities to work because something will appear when a background check is run. So this is an opportunity for someone to come back in, get a second chance at getting a job opportunity. So it could be criminal type of behavior. It could be that you've broken rules in some event that has caused you to have some kind of criminal background.
I see. Okay. No, that makes sense. And it sounds like, does Volt offer these programs today?
We do. Volt is a staffing company, so we partner with companies across the globe, but primarily where we're doing second chance hiring is in the U.S. with some of our Fortune 1000 partners. So we work collaboratively with the client to look at where we can have the ability to offer people a second chance. So it is with full transparency with our client partners, so that they understand the people that we're working with and give those folks the opportunity to come back in work.
That is great to hear. I'm assuming, I don't hear a lot about these programs, so I'm assuming there's not a lot of them in the U.S. today, which makes us a bit of an early adopter, would you say?
I would say that that's true. However, more companies are starting to look at second chance opportunities. Unfortunately, life happens to people along the way, and a bad decision may have been made that unfortunately knocks you out of the ability to get a job. But you have, in many cases, you've paid your time, or you've been rehabilitated, or you recognize that that was just one mistake that isn't reflective of your overall person and your ability to be a productive contributor in the workforce. So I think more companies are open to the idea of giving someone an opportunity. It gives people the ability to tap into a large workforce. I mean, unfortunately, there are a fairly large percentage of the population in the U.S. that has had one mistake along the way, and giving those folks that chance to come back in is really, really giving employers access to talent that they have been overlooking.
That is a great point, Debbie. What are some of those additional positives that companies can achieve by implementing a second chance program? You mentioned that they basically widen their talent pools. That's in the war for talent, that's critical. What are some of the other benefits that companies experience when they implement a second chance program?
One of the big benefits that we're seeing is individuals who are being given that second chance are incredibly appreciative of the opportunity. We find that those people are on time every day. They follow directions. They're adhering to the requirements and doing everything possible to demonstrate their ability to be successful. So you've got a worker that is not actively looking for other opportunities. They're committed to doing this job and doing it to the best of their ability. When you've got that type of dedication, it leads to improved morale. it's lower turnover, it's lower absenteeism, and you've got a workforce that is eager to prove that they can do a good job. You've got people that are eager to come to work and prove that they deserve to be there.
That's an excellent point. So we're saying that not only are they widening their talent pool, but they're gaining a group of people who are eager to work, dependable, very motivated, loyal. You're going to impact your retention positively. I think those are all great points for those candidates that are able to secure a position in a second chance program. What can they expect? Can they expect a career path, or is it really more of you've got this role and this is your role, or is there more to it for them?
So I think that really comes down to the individual. If they're coming in and they want to develop a career, they have the ability to compete for every opportunity just as any other worker within that company. If they want to come in and master the job that they're in and stay in that job for the duration of their career, they have the ability to do that as well. But once a second chance person is engaged in an assignment, there's no differentiation between them and any other worker in that area. So it's not as though someone is, quote, singled out as a second chance person. They're not earmarked. There's no stigma or those type of things. It's you're competing with every other worker as you and I would compete with workers every day. So really, the career opportunities are as open as you want them to be.
So the workers not only gain a position, they gain a team.
Yes.
They gain a future, a career, if that is something that they're interested in. That's terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From an organization's perspective, what are some things that they should think about prior to implementing a second chance program?
So I think the organizations that we've worked with, what they've been thinking about is where is the best entry point? Are there certain locations? Are there certain facilities, kinds of skill sets? Where would you be open to having someone? And then considering what kind of offense or prior incident would have occurred that you would be willing to bring into your organization versus are there some that you would say that's just not a position or a role that we can afford to have someone in a second chance program coming into? So it really is looking into your company internally and making those determinations on where it's going to work best. And then also it's culturally looking into your company to see, do you have leadership that will be more willing to embrace this concept, or do you have teams that would be closed to it? I mean, you really want to make sure that you've got a group that's going to embrace it and help make it successful so that it can be good for your overall company.
You and I spoke about this before. I think that's an incredibly valid point. And so if companies are ready to make that bit of an investment, right, they do need to think about the roles that they want people to fill and how that aligns with the type of second chance talent that they can look at. It takes a little bit of expertise to do that. How long have you been managing second chance programs?
We've been actively doing this at Volt for about 4 years now. We started with a partner company on the East Coast that we expanded during several of their locations. And then we've expanded to a large partner that we have on the West Coast. And we've been supporting them for about 2.5 years now. We're still in our infancy too, but we're learning every day. And collaborating with our partners helps us to become better. And then working with community organizations that help bridge people into potentially coming from incarceration back into the workforce. So working with community-based partners to help us with the talent as well.
And so now you've just introduced a third kind of element of benefit, which is the benefit to the community, because it's more of an ecosystem, right? So when you're working with the talent that you're talking about, and you are engaging with companies that are interested in finding that talent, you are engaging with local and community organizations. And so it becomes an ecosystem of support and benefit.
Absolutely. I mean, from a societal perspective, being able to help people, that's the right thing to do. And giving someone a second chance to be a productive member of our society really is something that's good for the community and it's good for business.
You know, typically I stop at this point and I ask if there are final remarks that you want to share, Debbie, but I think you just did. It's clear your passion and your understanding of this space. And I'm certain that, you know, let me just ask you real quickly from just a ballpark number, how many people have gone through those second chance programs?
Gosh, over the last couple of years, we've had several hundred.
I mean, I just want to commend you and your teams for taking the initiative to put those together, for finding clients that would be interested in impacting the lives of hundreds of people from an organizational perspective and from a personal perspective. I think that's amazing. And we're all very grateful for that.
Well, and it's certainly something that we want to continue more of. I think those of us that have been in the staffing profession my whole career, being able to help people is what we're here for. And there are so many deserving people that have just had a misstep somewhere along the way. Giving them the helping hand to be successful, it really feels good. There are so many people that appreciate that opportunity and will make good employees for companies across the country.
Well, from my perspective, that is the perfect way to end this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Your insights and information has been truly helpful. We thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember, the key to success is preparation. So stay tuned for our next episode of Hiring Academy series. For more information, visit www.hirogenics.com/podcasts.